Aspen's got it, you know, ranked it as the number one play on Monday, I think it was.
I mean, it's just you know, God trying to make a play, you know, and we end up making it. You know, it didn't really lead to too much, though, so it's just a play, that's it.
You got the chance to see it on, I mean, did maybe you impress yourself in some ways?
I didn't see it on TV. I seen it on the internet, though, you know. It's pretty, I mean, you know, it's a pretty cool catch. I can't really, I try to talk down on it, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a neat catch, but it still didn't lead to nothing.
How would you assess your season? Take away 5-9, but just to get to 891 yards with no David Nelson and just a lot of guys who are trying to play opposite.
It's work, you know, it's continuous work. That's what I take out of this season. You know, you always got to work no matter what it is. And, you know, with not making the playoffs, but I guess getting to 1,000, it still shows, you know, how much you got to work. And things might not go as planned, but, you know, you never know what you're working for. And at the end of the day, it'll come to find out I'm working to get a third straight, you know, 1,000-yard season. But, you know, that's all minor. You know, we got to go out here and win and beat the Dolphins. And then hopefully go out and beat the Jets so we can have another run at this next year, because I know what all this is getting to.
1,000's the number you had in mind?
I mean, this is, I guess, for any receiver, it'd be what we have in mind, you know what I'm saying? But that's not what it started off with throughout the season. You know, it was basically playoffs. Just get to the playoffs. This is the year. And now that that's not happened, you know, I don't want to lie and say, you know, I can't lie good. Y'all would know if I'm lying. But I can't say that I'm not thinking about getting 1,000.
Stevie, you just said it didn't lead to anything. And you guys have had big plays this year, and many of them haven't led to anything. And why is that? I mean, sometimes you have to settle for a field goal when you should maybe get touchdowns. You got a punt after a big play or something. Yeah. Why haven't big plays led to anything this year? And in many cases, not every case.
You know, just the way the game unfolds. You know, sometimes we make the most out of it. Sometimes we don't. And that's why Coach said we got to work on being more consistent.
When a frustrated fan base is calling for change, for better or for worse, can you do anything as a player over the last 2 weeks to try and change that opinion?
Yeah, I mean, do what you've been doing, which is working, and you know, hope for the best. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we win, because if we win, you know, things can change, you know, for the best on our part. You know, we won't have to hear what the fan base is saying, and you know, so at the end of the day, we have to win.
Does it enter your mind at all that, you know, maybe you are playing for your coach's job at all?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I don't want to see him go. You know, you don't want to get too emotional and all that stuff. But you know, he gave me the opportunity to play here, so you know, I want to do what I can or do my part to where I can ensure that he'll be here. So hopefully, I go out there and do the most I can, and we get the win for these next few weeks.
You say you don't want to get emotional. I mean.
Yeah, because
were you about to get emotional here?
No, well, I mean, I just didn't want to. I didn't want to start going ranting on about, you know, what he did for me and everything like that. You know, I think it's pretty evident what, you know, Coach Gailey's done for me, you know, I guess these next 2 weeks is gonna be the ones that can pretty much make or break all of us.
I mean, it's obvious how much you care about him. That, I mean, just to say, just to talk about the possibility of something that might happen. Kind of gets you going, right? I mean, it's obvious you care a lot about him, right?
Yeah, most definitely, you know.
Why is that?
Because, like I said, the opportunity, this is a season, not a season, but this whole job, this game is about opportunity, and I didn't have that, you know what I'm saying, coming here my first 2-3 years, you know, so until Coach Gailey came in and pretty much gave me the opportunity to play, and now I'm here, you know, getting interviewed by you guys.
Stevie, Eric Wood said that the Toronto series is a joke and it should not be renewed. He thinks it hurts you guys on the field. Why? What do you think of that? And why don't all the players speak out against it and get yourselves out of there? Because it's taking away a home game.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we can't really worry about what's going on with the fans and the stands. You know, we need to worry about making plays and that's it. You know, we don't need to be thinking about who the fans are cheering for and all that. You know, we need to make the play so that they can cheer for us, period.
You're not answering the question, Stevie. But do you agree with what Eric said?
Nah, I mean, I feel like you shouldn't be worried about the fans. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, you shouldn't be worried about the fans. You should be making plays, you know. That's it. That comes first, making plays and trying to win.